So my responsibility is that the Spirit of God brings me with the Lord Jesus as my focus. Not to see whether I'm going to give out a hymn, or if I should be the first to pray, or in the breaking of bread, the one to break the bread. No, it's not to see that. It's to have my whole being concentrated on Him and not to make assumptions. If I make assumptions, I'm going to find some things like Joseph and his mother found. They assumed that he was with the company. It was normal for them to go with that company. It's normal for us to be here. It is normal for them to be with kinsfolk and acquaintances. Nice to have people that you can walk with. The company was good. They knew each other. They had a fine time together. It was the kind of people that they wanted to be with. But they made an assumption that the Lord Jesus was present. We can come together any day of the week that we come together and make assumptions. Nice people, our brethren with whom we have been walking with for many years. But all we have done is made an assumption that we have come together unto His name. And God would challenge us to see whether we have really come together unto His name. I shared this a little earlier with our brother and his wife. A dear friend of mine invited someone to the meeting. And he said, he came in, and after the meeting he said, "You guys planned that Saturday night. You planned that Saturday night. You could not have come in here and just got come up together like that. You guys sat down and planned that Saturday night." He said, "No, we didn't plan any such thing." And the more he denied it, the less the person would believe it. He said, "Will you come back and speak? We did not plan." The next Sunday he came. And the brother said to me, "I was so ashamed of what went on. Everything that could go wrong went wrong and more." And he came and he said, "I now believe you." I didn't want to face him. But the guy came to me and said, "I now believe you. Nobody could have planned that fiasco." He said, "Nobody could have planned that. I don't care how dumb you are. You could not have planned something like that. I now believe that you don't plan it on Saturday night." He's now in the meeting. We can come to the meeting and suppose that we've been gathered unto His name. And guess what happens? It takes us 3 or 4 days to find out. 3 or 4 days is... Remember what Martha said about her brother? By this time he stinketh. He's been buried 4 days. And it shows that from the behavior that it, as Mary said, it stinketh. As Martha said, it stinketh. And we need to go back to where we have left him off to find him. He will always be in the midst. Verse 46. They found him in the midst. That's his place. But if we make assumptions, we're going to find that we need to search for him again. We thank God that they searched for him and they found him. But hear what Mary says. "Why hast thou thus dealt with us? Thy father and I thought thee sorrowing." In a sense, she blamed him for what happened. He says, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" In other words, your knowledge is defective. What you are holding to is defective. I must be about my father's business. And then we read at the end, his mother gets all of these things in our heart. In our heart. And dear brother and sister, in many ways, this is what we need to do. When the Lord has challenged us about our meetings, we need to keep His sayings to us in our heart. You know why? It's our affection, our love for Him that is challenged. We may come together as usual, and we may make the assumption, all is well, but then we realize that it's a challenge to our hearts. We need to find out the relationship. When he challenges our hearts, we need to be responsive to that challenge. Gathered on this man, there are many blessings. The Word of God, the priesthood of all believers, we have His presence, His peace. He's reminding us that He's a crucified man, but more than this, the blood and water is to cleanse us, and therefore draw us, from Hebrews 10 verse 19, draw us into the very presence of God to have joy. But let us be very careful with our assumptions. Every day, every time we come together, we must be subject to the Spirit of God who gathers us unto Him. That's the Spirit's only desire for us. He will not speak of Himself. He will take of mine and show it to you. That's what the Spirit of God wants to do. And so, when we come together, may we be subject to the Spirit of God, that He shows us the things of Christ, that we may be glad having seen the Lord first mentioned.
Yeah. Amen.